everybody, and welcome to Grim Scenarios. I am your host, Milk, here with your other host, Emma. Hello, Emma.
Hello, Milk. Long time no see.
Yeah, it's been a while. I'm wearing a different shirt. And Navian. Hello, Navian.
Hello.
We're here today. We're going to be talking about another character, a cute little monkey, the organ grinder. Where do we want to start with our organ grinder conversation? We probably want to read the token.
The organ grinder's ability is all players keep their eyes closed when voting, and the vote tally is secret. Each night, choose if you are drunk until dusk. The organ grinder makes voting secret. The organ grinder was the first of the minions released in TPI's second batch of experimental releases. First character. And it did go through a major change. We're not going to talk about the old version because that's not particularly helpful, but the old version basically, there was no drunken option, and instead of the drunken option, the organ grinder could only be executed if they voted on themselves.
Yeah, the text was, all players keep their eyes closed when voting, and the vote tally is secret. Nope, I read the wrong... I was literally reading the wrong line.
Yeah, no, don't worry. We don't need to go over it. it's not a character anymore. Organ grinder does, I believe, have a few jinxes. It is jinxes with the alchemist and butler. With the alchemist, it's jinxes. If the alchemist has the organ grinder ability, the organ grinder must be in play. And if both of them are sober, both are drunk. That sort of creates a little guessing game between the alchemist and the organ grinder, where theoretically, the organ grinder wants to be sober. And the alchemist wants the organ grinder drunk. And it just incentivizes them to both pick drunk sometimes. And both pick sober sometimes. And try to guess around each other. And it also has a jinx with the butler. And this is basically just because the butler doesn't know if their master is voting. And the storyteller doesn't have to confirm the butler by not counting their vote. If the organ grinder is causing eyes closed voting, the butler may raise the hand to vote. But their vote is only counted if their master voted too.
Fairly straightforward jinxes, just to really functionality jinxes, right? They don't really impact how the character plays.
Yeah, the butler's, a functionality one. The alchemist is more of an attempt to make the alchemist organ grinder have a more fun play pattern than just always choosing drunk.
So I guess the starting point here for us is to sort of talk about what this effect is, because it's a big, loud effect that the organ grinder has. It immediately makes everybody aware that it's in play, and it really substantially changes. It's a very powerful minion that it substantially changes the voting in the game. There's a lot of bluffing available to you around voting, so we're going to have to talk a lot about voting, I think.
Yeah. If you, read some of, the early texts that exist from people who were sort of involved with the early development of Blood on the Clock Tower, some of which are available online from people like Steve Medway or Ted Helms, I think that's his last name. Something that Blood on the Clock Tower wanted to do was de-emphasize voting and voting pattern tracking compared to other social deduction games. Not like, I was aware that it was never going to be meaningless, but voting pattern is the information in Werewolf and Mafia, right? And then Blood on the Clock Tower always wanted to find ways to make the social and mechanical information less about voting patterns and more about other stuff. And the organ grinder is definitely that taken to the extreme, because it, what its core is, it does is it makes voting invisible, right? It makes it impossible for anyone to know what the voting patterns are.
And everybody loves this, famously.
I love it.
I think we can be upfront in saying the organ grinder effect is deeply controversial.
Yeah.
I personally love the challenge of I suppose voting is good. But there's a lot of players who it simply becomes not fun for them. And that's something you should be aware about when you're thinking about experimental characters in general. Like, they're weirder. They push the boundaries of social deduction in some cases. And they may not be for everyone or every group. If your group is one that's going to have fun with the extra challenge of organ grinder, do organ grinder stuff. If it's not, there's plenty of ways to play Blood and the Cocktail without ever encountering the org grinder.
I think it's really crucial to think about, and Emma and I have talked in the past quite a bit about how the base three scripts teach us how to, you know, do different skills in the game. Sex and Violets is a script that teaches us a lot about looking at voting, thinking about who's voting, who's nominating, right? It's got the town crier, it's got the flower girl, and the organ grinder takes that away. So when you teach people that there's this tool that they can use within the game, and then you say, oh, actually, we're going to take that tool away, some players might not be ready to adapt to that change. Some players might be uncomfortable with that change. Some players might just not enjoy not having that piece of information in the game, right? So just think about where your group is in terms of like learning kind of different skills within the game, as well as thinking about, like, are they the kind of group that would enjoy that?
Yeah. Nivian, any sort of initial thoughts with the organ grinder before we dive into the nitty-gritty?
You should not start the game by simply choosing that you are drunk all the time. You will do nothing and then you will die.
That's a nice transition point. The last time I was running an organ grinder game for a player, I came to them night one, and this was online, so we've chit-chatted a little bit, and I said, the rules of the game require to ask me, you mean to ask you every night if you want to be drunk? And they looked at me and said, do they really? I think you already know the answer. And I was like, yeah, I didn't expect you were the type of person who would want to hide the organ grinder at all. And I'm not the type of person either. I cannot think of a situation where I would willingly choose to be drunk as the organ grinder. Outside of some like very niche scenarios in the late game, when it was really important to find a particular player as the organ grinder.
Yeah.
And my stuff is good.
Mm-hmm.
There's maybe some like getting killed off by your own demon stuff where you might turn it off and then get killed off by your demon the next night, or turn it off and then you get executed and it looks like it was somebody else, you know, or somebody else gets executed, and you know, there's some space to play with that drunkening. But it's really there to create uncertainty around when the organ grinder effect stops, whether the person you just killed was the organ grinder, right? Like that's kind of what it's for.
It's for that, and I think this is a bit to TPI's credit, though I don't think they always hit with it. Some people really, really dislike being outed evil. And there's some characters that have a tendency to out you as evil. The organ grinder is one of them. The organ grinder effect going away sort of outs the person who you most recently executed most of the time as the organ grinder. Outside of some minor situations. And the drunkening also, like, gives those players who really are not going to have a fun time, if everyone's just like, yep, they're evil, the ability to deny being evil.
Yeah. And there's certainly a design concern that it's at least worth taking into account that a player who's dead and who is outed as evil, there might be a tendency in some groups for that player to sort of get excluded. You know, we obviously encourage you to talk to everybody, living or dead, whether you think they're evil, whether they're outed evil. We think that's really important. But there is going to be a tendency for that person to sort of start being excluded from the game just because good players are going to work around them and evil players are going to be hesitant to go and talk to that player because they're outed evil. They don't want to be revealed. So try to think of it a little bit differently and keep that player engaged and included in the game.
Yeah, and but even if you have a group that doesn't do all those things, it is just tough for some people to get in a situation where everyone knows they're evil, even if people are talking to them, even if people are still including them. And that's part of what the drunkening is there for, just to give people that old glimpse of plausible deniability. Anyway, how to play the Oracle Grinder. I agree with Mabian, what they said already. Mostly want to be sober.
I think that the thing that some people go for is they want to do a like, well, I'm going to hide what minions are in play, and that'll confuse the good team and make them think that something else is going on. And then maybe late game, I can turn it on and get hit with a surprise. Oh, no, you can't coordinate your votes. And this is a noble thought, right? I don't want to discount where the choice to start off by drunkening yourself repeatedly comes from. It's a valid strategy, and if it works, then I'm sure it works great. However, I have literally never seen it work. I have seen many people try it, and like I said, you have now done essentially nothing for your team, and then you die, and it does not cause enough confusion about what minions could be in play in order to like really seriously mess with the good team and their ability to solve. As a minion, your job is to try to do something for your team that is beneficial. And unfortunately, in most circumstances, doing nothing is not beneficial for you. It's very niche circumstances where it would be.
Like, and the Oracle Grinder is, it's not just a question between doing nothing and doing something. It's a question between doing nothing and doing one of the single most powerful minion effects in the game.
It's really strong.
Like, voting eyes closed allows the evil team to do shit they cannot get away with otherwise. Vote on all the good players? Sure. Never vote on evil players, no matter how strong the argument is? Sure. Your demon's been nominated? Okay, we're gonna try to tie every vote now.
Raise your hand during the vote. Then drop it as soon as everybody's eyes are closed. Mess up the vote counts. Seems really useful.
Lie about what you voted on?
Lie about what you voted on and didn't? Yeah.
Like, lying about what you voted on is, I've seen that strategy, like, upend a perfect solve on, like, SNV. It was a game I played a few years ago now where I was, I think the pit aggro of the Siren Novus debuted on Patterson's stream was my Vortox, and we got caught with our hand in the cookie jar. Debbie was the only player who didn't vote one day, and the flower girl got a yes, and was like, we should execute Debbie in case it's not a Vortox game. And Debbie was like, oh, I voted. What are you talking about? Like, lying what you're voting is all of them you can always do as evil, but you could super dip it with the Orga Grinder.
Now nobody can call you on it.
Because the flower, like, Debbie just sort of argued the flower girl down. The flower girl was like, I really didn't have you down in my list of people who voted. Debbie was like, no, I voted. You just missed it. But with the Orga Grinder, you don't even have to do that to people. You just say, I didn't vote. I voted. Whatever suits you.
Love it.
Ah, it's so powerful.
And that's the difficulty of choosing to drunk yourself as the Organ Rider. Now, I will say, I've actually on our server recently seen two games where the Organ Grinder drunk themselves on the first day and then turned it back on the second day and then left it on for a day and then turned it off and left it off until late in the game and ended up, you know, the game kind of went well for evil and ended up looking evil, but not having it on the first day didn't really impact that outcome. Like the choice to turn it off on the first day, it was more about turning it off later in the game that helped the game than it was turning it off early in the game, right? They turned it off later in the game to frame somebody. Leaving it off on the first day, like the shock of Organ Grinder suddenly popping up on the second day, I think the dream that Navian was talking about is like you keep yourself drunk for like 3 days and then turn it on like final five and all of a sudden everybody's like, what, there's an Organ Grinder? Like, I think that's like the kind of the dream, but I just don't think that it makes sense to have such a powerful ability turned off for so long. And if you're not going to like hold it until that point, probably just leave it on day one.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I'm sure that there's somebody out there who has achieved the dream, and I'm really happy for you. But it is an extremely difficult dream to achieve. Like maybe if there's, for example, a snitch in the game and you know that you have a solid built-in bluff and you think that you can garner the social trust to make it that long and you're not going to get outed by some other info that's going to prove you as evil or whatever, then like go for it. It's going to be highly script dependent on how viable that potentially is and what kind of position like you're in. It can also be a little bit group dependent, right? There are some people in certain groups who like tend to always be executed early because they always read a little bit sus. And there's some people who tend to always make it to the late game because either they get really trusted or, you know, and they don't want to, like, people don't want to execute them, but they also make for like a good frame or something. Then sure, if you're specifically that person, maybe you can make it work too. But really you need to evaluate the actual likelihood of achieving the dream. And I'm telling you, it's really small. It's very sad that it's small, but it is really small.
Yeah. I'll say the last time I remember playing a game where the Organ Grinder drunk themselves day one, this was the rough sequence of events as I remember it. It was a leech game with an Organ Grinder. Someone made a persuasive argument to execute the leech host for some reason day one. The leech was like, oh, for social cred, I guess I should put my hand up on this because it was a good argument. There weren't that many hands up. After the leech's hand went up, a few more hands went up. It was enough to put the leech on the block. The leech host on the block. The leech host was then executed because no one could, there was no good argument for not executing them. And the evil team didn't even, I think, know that they needed to be panicking except for the demon. And the game ended and the Organ Grinder did nothing.
That's rough.
That's going to be that's like not, like, that's obviously an extremely disastrous scenario. But it's not, like, that unlikely to happen. Like, demons want to look good. They want to be, they want their voting to be responsive to good arguments. That's how demons are trying to play. The Organ Grinder lets the fucking ignore that.
Yeah.
And often as minions in scripts that have leeches on them, if you haven't spoken to your demon and you haven't gotten that information, you're probably going to maybe look to follow your demon's lead on, for example, who to vote on, because you're just going to assume, oh, if my demon is a leech, they're not going to vote on the host. And yeah, it's, you know, it's just way easier if you just have your Organ Grinder ability on.
And to Navian's earlier point, you know, Is it worth drunking yourself early, right? So there's two questions. Like, is it worth drunking yourself early, which I think we're mostly saying no to, and then when do you turn off the ability, right? Like, when is it useful to drunk yourself? But just to the last sort of thing on that first point, Navian had mentioned maybe hiding what minions are in play. And our exemplar script here is Luigi's Mansion by Alejo, which is from the streamer stack. And this has some pretty strong minions on it. It's got Organ Grinder, Wizard, Devil's Advocate, Poisoner, and Godfather. So if there were a circumstance in which you would maybe want to hide what minions are in play, is this even that for either of you? It's not for me. I would still just leave it on. It's so powerful for it to be on day one. But would either of you even consider turning it off here just to hide Wizard Wish, Devil's Advocate, Poisoner?
If I really want to, like, scare the team into thinking that there might be a joisening effect in a play on a script like this, I can just bluff Puzzle Master. Like, and the other ones,
true,
are going to be decently loud. Godfather is relatively loud. DA is pretty loud.
Yeah.
Wizard is generally going to be relatively loud.
I agree.
Poisoner's the only one that wants to hide, and there can still be a Poisoner if there's an outed Organ Grinder, right?
Right. Like, the point of bluffing a Poisoner in play when it's not is to create fear of misinformation. But you don't need to not have your Organ Grinder ability on to do that. Even in a one-minion game, you can just bluff Puzzle Master. And in a multi-minion game, you having the Organ Grinder ability on or off doesn't rule in their other Poisoner.
I also think that It's definitely true that confusing the good team about which minions are in play is a part of the game, and it can be a really powerful part of the game that helps the evil team win. So I don't want to act like it's not an important aspect, but it doesn't have to be a part of every game.
Yeah.
Right? Sometimes it's just fine if the good team knows what the minions are. You know, I think Sex and Violets is a great example of a script that often does this, right? Like, you have twins come out on day one, and then a witch curse goes off and in a two-minion game. Well, great. You know what is quite likely to be your minions, you know? Or you have somebody who gets executed to Serenovus Madness after a witch curse goes off. Like, it's not the end of the game if the good team knows which minions are at play. There are minions that benefit from the hiding, you know, like on this script, Poisoner in particular. But it's also fine if the good team just realizes, great, we don't have a Poisoner. As Emma pointed out, there's other reasons on this script for misinformation to be able to be pushed by the evil team, whether that's bluffing a puzzle master or, you know, some sort of like leech fear going on, claiming to have innkeepered people. You know, there should be alternate ways on the script to push that there might be misinformation out there. And if there's not, then maybe, you know, reevaluate the script a little.
Yeah. Like, and I think SMB is a good point on this. Like, it's really hard to hide on SMB that a Serenovus or Evil Twin exists. Really hard to hide. For Evil Twin, you have to depend on the grace of a good player to not tell anyone, which is weird. For Serenovus, I guess technically you can lock someone for a very long time. But, eh? Pit Hag can miss. Which, again, that's just unfortunate generally. And Witch can miss. But, like, these minions are not minions that are meant to hide. And scripts with minions with that level of loudness, they're not designed around the idea of the minion hiding. They're not balanced to evil's side. But the minions have been able to hide. And Orgel Rinder is a hell of a lot louder than those minions. The Orgel Rinder being on the script means that the script author probably didn't think there was much to gain from an Orgel Rinder hiding its existence. That's not to say the Orgel Rinder should never drunk themselves. Just that it's probably not your day one move. Use your devastatingly powerful ability to your team's advantage.
Yeah, you're stalling, right? One of the things that Organ Grinder can do really well is it wastes time. It wastes time by costing good, potentially, kills if they tie, although that's not necessarily the best outcome. But it makes it easier for you to potentially get not the demon on the block. It's very unlikely for the demon to be outed by votes with Organ Grinder.
And it's very unlikely for them to get enough votes early on when none of the evil players are going to vote on them.
Or even need to be worried about that, what that will look like in 3 days.
Yeah. It doesn't matter who's voting together, right? You can just vote or not vote. You vote on the ones you want dead, and you don't vote on the ones you don't want dead. And it's, like, very straightforward. And that's probably more powerful on day one when people are really looking to see and make connections between players than it necessarily is on day three or four. Might still be powerful on day three and four. But like on day one, when people are really looking for that, it can really disrupt them and just say, oh, I don't have this whole set of information now. They stop looking for it. You know, it helps a lot.
All right.
It also sets them back too, right? Like whatever the first day without the Organ Grinder ability, whether that's because you got killed or you shut it off to frame somebody else, those connections that people were trying to make on day one, now they're having to make them on maybe day three or day four, and they won't even have all of the living players to make the same amount of connections with as well. So like there's just going to be overall less information that could coalesce into, well, you know, on day one, I noticed that, like, these people were voting in a block, and then, you know, could have just been a coincidence, but then it also happened on day two and day three, so now I'm just sure that they're, you know, like, linked via this voting thing. They can't do that now. They don't have 3 days of voting information. They've got one right now. Good luck.
We talked a lot now about why you should never drunk yourself as the Organ Grinder. So I feel like it's important to ask the question, when should you drunk yourself as the Organ Grinder?
It's a really good question. I think the first thing that comes to my mind is probably not. I mean, the most obvious thing is maybe framing another player as the dead organ grinder. But I think that's actually less useful than what first comes to my mind, which is when you need to be a demon candidate, it's really important to give the town the sense that that an evil player has died, right? And it doesn't matter when that happens. When the effect is off, it makes it look like there are less minions in play. And that means if the town thinks you're evil, they're more likely to push on you as the demon as opposed to the actual demon.
Yeah, this can be really useful if you have any kind of like demon movement on the script as well. You could fake that like a star pass has come to you when it hasn't. You could maybe make it look like a demon who was executed and went to the Scarlet Woman, that was actually just an organ grinder that got executed and it wasn't the Scarlet Woman junk. So I think that there is some utility in obfuscating exactly which of the evil team is the demon right now, but it's very dependent on like what roles are on the script to support that.
What about framing somebody? That's the other sort of straightforward one. When is it worth it to try to frame a dead player as the organ grinder? Because they're sort of dead, so it's odd to sort of choose to frame them. But maybe there's some information that maybe it helps to frame them.
Yeah. So like the factors you want to look at are: do they have information you want to discredit? And two, is it going to be plausible to discredit them socially? Like, say you have the fortune teller who has a yes on your demon, and you don't want the rest of town to believe that information. They get executed, you turn off the Organ Grinder ability. That's great if it works. If everyone thinks the fortune teller is the organ grinder who's lying, they're less likely to pursue the fortune teller's information. But on the other hand, if that fortune teller is Undertaker, Washerwoman, confirmed, framing them is not going to do anything. It's just going to look like a desperate attempt to frame them. If they seem super socially good, maybe.
Yeah, I think the other time to consider when to frame somebody is think about what worlds is that player evil in? Because if all of town is saying, oh, if X is evil, then they're evil with Y, and Y is your demon, you don't want to actually frame that player, right? If all the worlds where that player is evil still leads to the demon being evil and therefore likely to be executed, that's not the right person to try to frame as an organ grinder. You want to make it look actually like that player is better, because it won't lead straight to your demon. Now, there might be other worlds that still lead to your demon, of course, but you don't want to be playing into them. That's not going to work out for you.
I was in a game recently on our server with an organ grinder. I was on the evil team with the organ grinder, and it was a magician game. And the organ grinder turned off the ability after the magician died because people were suspicious that the magician and the organ grinder were both evil. And so when the magician was killed, the organ grinder turned off the organ grinder ability, and that made them look like a non-organ grinder evil, which kept town really focused on killing them as opposed to sort of changing and going and hunting the demon elsewhere. So I think that was a really effective use of it where, yes, it framed a player, but it sort of framed themselves as well. And that's kind of an interesting to think about is, you know, when you look suspicious, how can you use turning off the ability to make it look like you weren't the organ grinder, you know, and either, you know, not only discredit somebody else, but also maybe make yourself look even more suspicious as something that town really wants to kill.
Yeah, that's kind of almost like the same side of, or the other side of the same coin of what I was talking about, where like you want to consider what worlds where this player is evil holistically. So if it still leads to your demon, don't do it. If it leads to literally anybody else, whether that's other evil players or other good players, that's a strong consideration to make.
I think the other big factor with playing with the organ grinder as the organ grinder, or even on evil team with an organ grinder, just vote shamelessly.
Yeah.
Like, vote on all the good players who are nominated and none of the evil players. If the vote ties, it's really not the end of the world for evil. Like, a tied vote generally is going to favor the evil team, all things considered, because it gives more kills to the evil team and takes kills away from Tab.
Yeah.
So, like, just be shameless with it, and then lie. Lie and say, oh, I didn't vote on this person, I think they're good. I voted on that person.
I think that from a storyteller perspective, something that I see that happens a lot in Organ Grinder games is there will be, like, no execution early on in the game. And it's really interesting to hear what the good players think of this, because a lot of them will think, oh, it must have tied, or oh, it must not have gotten enough votes, when actually it's like the opposite scene, as opposite things. So, like, I've seen good players convinced that nobody got enough votes, but actually it was like a three-way tie. I've seen players convinced that it must have been a tie because there must have been enough votes on this person, when actually it was just because evil wasn't voting on a fellow evil, so it didn't happen. Mm-hmm. So there's definitely a lot of confusion that you can cause by lying about, you know, what it was that you were voting on. And claiming to have given something more votes than it actually got.
And yes, this advantage increases over time. The later you get into the game, the more evils are still alive, the more powerful that advantage of disrupting the vote is, right? The less good players are still alive, the more vote share the evil team has. And that means that organ grinder effect is really starting to punch up problems for the good team to whip for votes, to rally together and create a voting block that can kill an evil player.
Yeah. This is technically a game that happened with the old Organ Grinder. And the old Organ Grinder was easier because it had the death protection built in. You have to be a little more careful with the new Organ Grinder because if good really wants to muster the votes to kill someone they think is the Organ Grinder, thing out can. But there was this beautiful game on the TPI stream right before the Organ Grinder change happened, where JC was the demon and just successfully bluffed he was the Organ Grinder who wasn't voting on himself the entire game.
I remember that game.
And the end result was, on Final 3, everyone executed. He stayed alive. The Organ Grinder was still alive. The Organ Grinder effect was still in play. And all the good players voted on someone else because they were so certain that all the failed votes on JC had been because he was the Organ Grinder not voting on himself, and not because of, you know, players lying about how they voted. Which, it's a little more dangerous with the new Organ Grinder. But the central theory still exists, where lying about how you voted can really mess up the good team.
And the other thing, and this is maybe more of a bluffing strategy for the Organ Grinder, but when you are the Organ Grinder, or when you're evil in an Organ Grinder game, it's also really advantageous to people who like to build consensus, you know, behind the scenes, like have private chats and coordinate votes, right? Organ Grinder is really tough for good players who want to organize votes because they don't know who's good and who's evil. But if you can get people to believe that you're good as an evil player in an Organ Grinder game, you can build consensus to get good players killed without even using the evil team, like having extra votes, right? If you can get two or three good players to vote with you, even one sometimes, it's going to be enough in like day two and three to get the people you want on the block and keep the evil team safe.
And if you can get back to your evil team to coordinate with them too, you can like let them know who you're getting other people to vote on so that they can help pile on it so that it's not going to do something like tie or get like potentially lifted.
Yeah. This, we'll talk more about this with fighting the Organ Grinder, but it's a relevant point here, is like one of the main strategies you use to fight a minion like the Organ Grinder is by, as the good team, limiting the number of nominations so there's less chance of, for lack of a better word, vote fuckery by the evil team. If you can make yourself look like the good player who's building consensus on the single nomination you're going to do today, you're never going to come to the consensus of executing your demon.
Or if you can, or if you're an evil player who can infiltrate that consensus, right, then you can say that you're voting and not vote, which is also powerful.
Just be, like I said at the start, just be super shameless about Jirodi as the Working Grinder or as their fellow Eagles.
It's, I will say, and this is just a, this is just like personally, I've run a couple of Organ Grinder games in person with my local group and at conventions. And as a storyteller, it's so much fun to watch the evil team doing stuff in Organ Grinder games when, you know, when all the good players have their, when all the players have their eyes closed, evil players too, obviously. It's so much fun to watch the hands going up and down, and it's great. It's have that fun that the storyteller is having watching you. Enjoy the ability to vote anonymously.
What I found particularly fun the first time I ran Organ Grinder for an in-person game is you start announcing, you know, at every vote that players have to close their eyes, right? And then when the Organ Grinder ability goes out of play for whatever reason, everybody is now just in the habit of closing their eyes. And so everybody closes their eyes, even though you haven't said it, and you start going around and counting out loud, and you get about half of the players who, everybody's confused. The confusion is on everybody's faces, and about half of the players, like, confusedly open their eyes, being, like, really unsure if they should be doing that. It's just, it's really funny.
I do think... it's a minion, I think, that I've found. I really do enjoy the Organ Grinder effect. It's a minion I found is so much more fun in person because of the act of physically closing your eyes allows for so much sillier stuff to happen.
Yeah, I 100% agree with that. And I love just, you always hear like that first day that it's not an Organ Grinder day and you start counting votes, somebody has their eyes closed and goes, oh shit, you know, like just is completely taken by surprise.
And you know, like good on players for getting into the habit and like playing the game in good faith and not like trying to cheat by sneakily keeping eyes open, but also good on the players who realize when you haven't said it, and so they realize they can keep their eyes open. Like it's just a fun day overall, the first day that there's not an Organ Grinder ability in play. And I think that you're not going to get that same impact from an Organ Grinder who does drunk themselves early. Not to like throw more fuel onto the fire of don't do that, but you know, you're robbing people of this truly joyful experience where everybody laughs at the end.
I'm just going to say it. I personally think you should never drug yourself as the Organ Grinder. And I know we talked about the reasons why and the benefits of framing people sometimes. It's not worth it. Just stay sober.
Okay, well, let me ask this question because I do think this is a relevant question to that. What do in Final Three?
If you're the sober Organ Grinder who's alive?
In Final Three, yeah.
I'm gonna be the sober Organ Grinder in Final Three. Yeah. This is the most important day for vote shenanigans, Milk.
But a lot of people might think, oh, I need to turn it off in Final Three, so it looks like the Organ Grinder's like dead. So like maybe I don't
Fuck
look
that.
Like. Yeah.
Let them know there's two living evil players. Use your ability to maximum advantage and vote shamelessly on the good player and yourself.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think that one of the strongest things for evil on a Final Three is if town is split, if they are unsure and they cannot come to a complete consensus on who to vote on. And what can happen on final days is enough good players will vote that other good players will feel like they must raise their hand now, because if they don't, like they kind of just have to go on this nomination, because if they don't, then the vote numbers are going to get so like weird that they're not going to be able to execute anybody. And if you don't have a mayor in play, well, nobody wants to execute nobody. You're just going to lose, right? So you can have that sort of like cascading effect of the first few people who vote kind of end up putting a bit of pressure on people who maybe weren't sure who to vote on and now feel like, okay, it has to be this one. Yeah, if you're a sober Organ Grinder, they can't do that. They can't see how the other good players are voting, and they therefore will continue to simply split their votes, and you have a much more likely chance to either tie or lift something as a result. Even if you also can't see, that doesn't matter.
I am speaking to you directly right now, Organ Grinders of the future. You being alive in Final Three is the demon's responsibility to figure out. If you are not suspicious enough to be the demon, or if the town mostly believes that you're the Organ Grinder, the demon will deal with that. You don't need to. Leave your power on,
please.
They
can just kill you in the night.
The nice with old Organ Grinder was much more likely an Organ Grinder would be outed by it, not by surviving an execution where they really should have died. Like, there was much more pressure on the demon to kill their Organ Grinder in the night going to Final Three because people knew who they were. With new Organ Grinder, if they know you're the Organ Grinder, they're going to execute you. They know how to muster the votes to do so. So you don't have to be worried about that. The fact that they haven't done that means they don't know you're the Organ Grinder.
The demon will sort
yeah,
that out.
Absolutely.
If you need to die because you're a minion and you're not a viable demon candidate for Final Three, the demon will deal with it. You don't need to.
The other thing about Final Three voting is you'll frequently get the situation where the demon is, where it's a split between two or three players, where the good team is split between which of two candidates they think is the demon. The demon gets nominated first. They get four or five votes on them, which is enough to lift. But then the players who think the other person is the demon choose not to vote because they're afraid of the tie. That doesn't happen if there's an Organ Grinder. Even if you're the outed Organ Grinder in Final Three, if, as long as that situation exists, what you're doing is so powerful. Ugh. Never drunk yourself. Never drunk yourself, kids.
Well, let's move on to how to fight against the Organ Grinder. How do we deal with this incredibly powerful minion that three Clock Tower luminaries have just told not to ever turn off its ability?
Emma did touch on it a little bit earlier, right? One is that you want to limit your amount of nominations. The more nominations there are, the more likely you are going to get some vote shenanigans that are going to result in a lift by the evil team all panic voting because the demon got nominated earlier, or the more likely you're going to end up with a tie where nobody gets executed. So you want to limit the number of nominations, and you also want to be trying to come to at least some consensus with a majority of town on who they are willing to vote on. That generally will get a little easier as the game goes on. So like your first day is you might struggle a little bit with that. But that doesn't mean you shouldn't be trying. Try to get some solid piece of information out there. It does also mean that you need to share information, maybe a little bit more than you might feel otherwise inclined to, because this is like one of the biggest reasons that you can struggle to get votes in the early game is people will make very vague statements about, oh, I've heard of an evil ping, but that's like not specific. So some people will vote on that. You want to get specific about what information is leading you to a particular player. Even if the information is just, I had a bad social read, that's information too. You want to be very clear about why you think a particular player should get nominated and voted on. And you don't want to have too many options available. So you need to agree on who that is and just trust that people are going to vote on it. And if it doesn't go through, that might be further information in and of itself, right? If you have like one nomination and a bunch of people are saying, yeah, we'll vote on this, and then it doesn't pass, well, there's a strong odd that maybe you've picked an evil player there because it means evil likely didn't vote on it, right? So you get a lot of information out of the result of things, but only if you limit the amount of nominations that you have.
This touches on one of my biggest frustrations in the game, and it's a very common practice that I wish would go away somewhat, which is people who share information after making the nomination. In Organ Grinder, you can't do that. You can't make the nomination and then share the information because you need to gather your voters well in advance of that. You need to share information, then make the nomination and say all the stuff I just said or all the stuff I said earlier and explain to everyone. Dropping all your information at the last second before people have to decide to vote doesn't necessarily give them the time for the processing, for the cognitive processing based on your information. And in Organ Grinder, that's crucial. Rallying that information or rallying those voters and getting that information to the people who you want to vote on your information as early as possible is important. Share it in private chats, share it in public, but do it before you make the nom.
I would say even further. Like, one of the super frustrating practices I see sometimes when good players are making nominations is they say something like, there's some information I've talked about privately with a few players that we don't want to share, but it means we should execute this player. And that just sucks as a general practice, because then this player, who might be good, might be evil, doesn't have a response option. If they're good, they don't have a way to defend themselves from this. And even if they're evil, they don't have a way to defend themselves from this, and it's not fun. But in addition to not being fun, in an organ grinder game where you need to vote discipline, where you need the good team to have extreme vote discipline, it means your nominations are much more likely to not go through.
Yeah, indecision, that almost always leads to a person simply not voting. And not just in the early game either. There are players who, like, on final three, if they are confused enough, unsure enough, undecided enough, they will end up not even voting at the very end of the game. I see that happen all the time. So all of this is about combating that feeling of indecision or confusion, right? And the only way to do that is to be open about things, clear about what they're coming from, and doing that early enough that, as Milk said, they have the time to process that information, factor it into some of the other things that they may have heard, and make that decision.
The organ grinder weaponizes that indecision that already exists in the game in people's decision-making process, right? The way to fight it is to take away some of the impact of that. It's, you can't take it all away, but you can take away some of it.
I think, like, the other thing you can do is good to sort of quiet the organ grinder's power is when you're done voting for the day, say it. Say, I think the nominations we've had so far, hopefully it's just been one, maybe it's been two. I think we've probably got an evil player. I'm willing to take the risk. No one's on the block. I'm not voting on anything else. And if all the good players say that, but evil players will have to say it too, and then the nominations just won't happen because everyone knows they're clintless.
I think it's also worth mentioning that if you're good in an organ grinder game and you're indicating that you're going to vote, it's pretty important that you specifically don't indicate that you're going to vote and then not vote. Because that's really going to disrupt what your team is trying to coordinate. Either commit to voting or don't commit to voting if you're good, but be honest with the other team members so that they can figure out if they need to vote or not. I see this often as an ST where good players will talk to one another, all agree to vote, they'll put their hands up on an evil player, and then somebody will drop after the eyes close. That's an evil tactic that evil players should definitely do, you know. But if you agreed to vote, just vote.
Yeah, it's incredibly unhelpful to your team to do that. It's, you know, like they can't see that it's happened. So they're just going to believe that you've done it. And then when a different result than they expected happens, it's just going to make you look evil. So there's really no benefit for it. You don't even get the joy of, like, surprise, I dropped my hand kind of moments that you can have when people can see you voting and they're, like, shocked that you've done that. You know, there's some people who may or may not be well known for doing that. So, you know, like, you're not doing anything by doing that as a good player when there's an organ grinder in play. Some of it is like you kind of got to drop some of your own voting fuckery to be a little bit more just straightforward with your teammates about some of these things.
Yeah, I think that's pretty important.
I think my other main point I want to make for fighting the organ grinder is if you think you've found the organ grinder, especially like in the early to mid game, please kill them.
But Emma, I was also noticing this statement in the wiki that says if you're reasonable.
No, I don't want to talk about that. That's like, just kill them. They're so powerful. Just kill them.
You don't want that on final three. Yeah, it's not the demon. Okay. kill him anyway.
There's minions that are
worth
killing.
That is a powerful ability that is going to interrupt your ability to coordinate, to see vote patterns, to not split the town on a final three. You want to get rid of it.
Yeah, there are minions that are worth that you can just say, oh, that's something you can leave around and not worry about too much. And then there's minions you can't. The Orbital Grinder is definitely in the you cannot just leave this and worry about it and not worry about it. They are not that deep minion. They are much more like the Devil's Advocate.
Yeah.
Where the damage they can do in the late game is so much for, is so severe that if you find them, please get rid of them.
It's really important to kill the Organ Grinder. If you've never been in a Final Three that includes an Organ Grinder, I got news for you. It is a horror show for the good team. Because it means there's one good player left, and nobody really knows maybe who it is, and nobody really knows who's voting or how they're voting. It's very easy to mess up the vote counts in that final situation.
Does anyone else have anything they feel they need to say about fighting the Organ Grinder?
What do you think about the idea that your, like, dead votes are useful, are more useful later in an Organ Grinder game? Because it in an Organ Grinder game, like, maybe later in the game, the Organ Grinder is going to be dead. So maybe dead players hold their votes longer in an Organ Grinder game out of fear that their vote might, they don't know if other people are voting with them out of fear it might be wasted.
Yeah, like, for sure, I think that the odds that you use a dead vote and then whatever it is you voted on doesn't even get on the block are much higher when it's earlier in the game and good are not like coordinating as well. They're not trusting of each other as well. And they're not, especially if you notice that there's not town consensus happening before nominations even start. I would be less likely to spend a dead vote early on in an Organ Grinder game as a result of that, unless or until I think town like manages to get its shit together, basically. Or the Organ Grinder's dead.
I think I generally agree with that. I think the thing is, like, if good is struggling and you think you have a good beat on someone, say, this is who I'm voting on today. I'm using my dead vote. Let's all please vote on them. And not mess around with this. We need to make sure they're executed. It's just part of, like, the be more communicative. Like, you always want to save your dead vote for the late game when it's more impactful. But sometimes, as a good player, you need to use it earlier. And in an Organ Grinder game, that can occur. But tell people you're going to do this.
Yep. I am going to vote on this player today. I am dead and good. You all believe I'm good. Please vote with me on this. I'm going to use my vote. Doesn't take much.
Yeah, that should definitely be. But, like, you know, I feel like people often aren't doing this. And, you know, maybe that's the point of this podcast, right? It's to help alert people to, like, the game has been warped in a really, really profound way. So you need to change how you are playing and how you would normally play. As a result of that, you know, you can't just like put a hand up and expect people to know what's going on. You have to announce ahead of time, this is where the dead vote is going. And you know what? Maybe as an evil player, that's a really fun thing to do, too. You can you can't necessarily lie about having used your dead vote because at the end of the day, the dead votes do get removed and people will know if you flat out lied. So you can if you want to out evil. That's totally valid. But you can instead spend your dead vote on a different player than what you say in order to, you know, confuse some stuff.
And I think it's...
If you're listening on the podcast, you didn't see me grin and shrug when Avian said you can if you want to out evil. That's just because I really like outing evil.
Yeah, just out evil.
It certainly is going to mess with town, like, for a day, potentially, and then you get to play out at evil, which, yeah, is for some people quite fun.
Shall we move on to storytelling, the Organ Grinder?
Oh, yeah.
So, what should you look for when you're picking an Organ Grinder script?
Well, as I discovered when we were looking for scripts to use for this, you know, I think because it's a little bit of a divisive character, there aren't a ton. There are a lot out there, but there aren't a ton of, like, well-known, sort of heavily tested, sort of Organ Grinder scripts that everybody's kind of playing all the time. And so you're going to have to look around and try to find something that you think is going to work for your group, probably more than with other characters. If your group is going to try to play with the Organ Grinder and experiment with having it in games, you're going to want to try to make sure that they're kind of comfortable with everything else that's on that script as well. I think there's a lot of things that do or don't work with the Organ Grinder, and we'll probably get into that a bit.
Navian, what do you look for with an Organ Grinder script?
I think one of the things that I do look for is that, like, if every other minion benefits from being hidden, I don't know, like sort of the
TB plus Organ Grinder.
The ratio of, like, hidden minions to unhidden minions. Like I said earlier, I don't think that needs to be the like, sole thing that we need to care about when building bags or picking scripts. But if you have, like, a really weird ratio where it's, like, two loud minions and then two minions that want to be hidden, that kind of can constrain you somewhat in, like, your bag building choices. Or it will, you know, just sort of, like, out some things that evil does really want to be hidden. So you can think about that a little bit. There are some things that you know, like Milk said, I think are kind of... They don't play great with Organ Grinder. I think Flower Girl is a great example of that. There did used to be a Jinx, and it's been changed and then removed since, so we don't need to talk about it. But Flower Girl with Organ Grinder is just, like, kind of like a weird and unfun interaction, so you don't really want to do that kind of thing. So, you know, it's got its own individual kind of awkward or jank interactions, but for the most part, it's a pretty solid minion in terms of, like, what it can go on.
Yeah, I think the other thing I would say is you need to be really careful and possibly say no to scripts that have the Organ Grinder with what I would call cheap evilins. Becomes much easier to get a Goblin Fearmonger or Vortox win in an Organ Grinder game because the evil team can shamelessly vote towards those outcomes. And they're just a little too synergistic.
That's definitely fair.
I'm not saying you can never have them on the script together, but it's a real risk point. They can be just a little too synergistic, to be fair to the Doom team.
There's quite a few people that don't like Organ Grinder with Vigor Mortis because it means that the evil team can lock in the Organ Grinder effect for the entire game. It's worth thinking about that, at least, if you're looking at a script that has Vigor and Organ Grinder on it. I think that, you know,
if you as a player are not prepared to have an Organ Grinder ability in the game for the entire game, it doesn't matter what demons are on the script. You probably shouldn't play that script in general, because even without a Vigor Mortis, you can have a game where you have an Organ Grinder ability around the entire time. Now, I do get, like, the difference in feel, because one of these things you might be able to counter, at least in that you can try to find the Organ Grinder and kill them, and in the other one you can't. But I think if you're not prepared for that possibility, it almost, like, it doesn't matter whether there's a Vigor Mortis or not. That's maybe not a script you should play, or you should, like, limit how much you play with Organ Grinder scripts in general.
Yeah, I would agree with Nina. I think that's getting to the point where maybe Organ Grinder isn't the right minion for your group. So our sample script is Luigi's Mansion by Alejo Black. Shout out the streamer Stack. Just looking at a script like this, what do you guys think we should start looking for when building the rest of our pack with an Organ Grinder?
Let me open up the select characters screen here so we can all see it together. And by we, I mean the viewers. Navy, do you want to start? And I'll kind of come next.
Yeah, I think the first thing that stands out to me is that there's a zealot on this script. Mm-hmm. You know, we have a minion that's all about doing weird voting shenanigans. Why not have an outsider that's all about, I have to vote every single time?
I think Plague Doctor Organ Grinder is really good on this script because it can be sort of devastating. It can just be a little unfun if the Organ Grinder happens to get randomly sniped early. And the Plague Doctor gives the storyteller an option to sort of lessen that feeling.
Yeah. I was going to call it Plague Doctor as well. I also think Saint, I understand why it's here. I think Saint does have a little bit of that same feeling of fearmonger goblin to an extent. But, you know, they can call out that they're the Saint, and good, or, you know, good can trust or not trust them. So that's a little bit safer. But there is a little bit of that might feel awkward for some players. What works well with an organ grinder in terms of minions? It disrupts voting, but it doesn't do much to information. So a poisoner would be a pretty good choice as a pairing with an organ grinder, I think.
Yeah, I think any poisoner, godfather, and the wizard can be pretty fair with organ grinder. I'd be a little hesitant about DA.
Yeah, I'd dodge DA.
That's fair. I think Godfather is interesting in that, like, if you can find out where the outsiders are as the evil team, you can just pile your boats on outed outsiders to try to get that Godfather kill.
Yep.
Sure.
Yeah, that's nice and strong. Get an extra kill out of it. The town here has got a lot of BMR type roles because of the way that the script is designed. What are some kind of interesting, you know, aspects of these characters that we can incorporate? I quite like Slayer. I'm not normally a person that likes Slayer on scripts without Scarlet Woman, but I quite like Slayer here because it does give the good team a tool that lets them sort of figure out if the organ grinder is the demon or the organ grinder.
Sure.
I do think one thing that is important to remember as a storyteller is that they're not being an execution because there like aren't enough boats or there was a tie looks different than a player who has survived execution, even if the boats are hidden. So there is obviously execution survival on this script. There's, you know, sailor, fool, pacifist, DA, leech. But you would be announcing those differently. So when you are building the bag, keeping in mind that those are announced differently is perhaps important thing to do.
I think Soldier is a pretty fair thing for the good team to have it against an organ grinder because it just gives them a sort of bulwark against an evil team that's using the organ grinder to dominate voting. Since the evil team struggles getting the soldier at eight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I also think having a grandmother is going to be helpful for the good team because it's two players who are going to at least work together and sort of team up to not necessarily vote against one another. And that can be a helpful tool to protect a good team from evils kind of piling up votes together. What demon do we want? What demon do we think is... Do all of these work pretty fine with Organ Grinder? I think they all kind of work fine with Organ Grinder.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, I don't think it really matters for this one.
Let's have a Yagababel.
It makes it a hot... It makes it, like... I think, like, with Leech, a nice thing is it makes it harder for the roles that are really easy to figure out if the leech hosts are really willing to die for, like, a cannibal to kill themselves.
Yeah.
Which I think makes leech pretty synergistic with organ grinder.
I agree with that. I think if we are going to have a leech, let's not put in a cannibal then. Because organ grinder can cause there to be some players that, you know, don't necessarily, you know, because they can sort of be ties. We might want some acceleration in the form of a gambler that sort of can catch up if kills don't happen because of tied execution votes. So I'd probably put in a gambler. They're also a good tool against organ grinder. And leech doesn't mind them too much.
So I think that an interesting role on the script, well, I mean, on any script that it's on, but for the purposes of this bag building in particular about organ grinder is Amnesiac. There was a game that Mullabach and I ran in person that was an organ grinder game, and we gave an Amni the ability that this was with old organ grinder, so they couldn't drunk themselves. So the ability at that time was, while the organ grinder lives, your votes count for three. Unfortunately, our amnesiac was like the very first person to die basically in the night. So it like really didn't do very much. But I do think that you can use an amnesiac to give unique abilities that can help the good team fight the organ grinder specifically. So like that ability now might read something more like while the organ grinder ability is active, your vote counts for three or whatever, right? You can give them something that does something with votes, whether that gives them information about who's voting or, you know, to help reveal some liars in the town, or gives them some extra voting powers so that they can, you know, they don't have to rely as much on the town coming together. You know, these are all options that you have to at your disposal with an Annie.
You can do something like each night choose a player, tomorrow night learn who voted on them.
Yeah, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
I only need one more townsfolk.
I would put in a protection role, but not sailor is probably where I would go.
You go.
And the reason not sailor is that sailors like to get tested to determine their ability. And if the leech picks the sailor might get themselves killed on the first day to test their ability. So I would be more inclined to go with something like a fool, where they're less, you know, the tendency is less going to be, hey, let's test me and see if I live or die. Or maybe a pacifist where the storyteller can pick. Again, a little bit hesitant with pacifist and leech, because the pacifist picking to protect a leech host, you know.
I mean, a good storyteller isn't something that should happen. Is not going to have the pacifist protecting the leech, yeah. So I'm not worried about that. I think pacifist works really well with Organ Grinder.
I think it does.
Because of Organ Grinder's power level, pacifist is something the storyteller can lean on to sort of balance the game out if the Organ Grinder's getting too strong.
Yep. Well, this looks like a bag. Let's send it. Not much in the way of setup, but we do have the grandmother choice to make and the puzzle master choice to make.
Mm-hmm.
So we know we want our amnesiac ability to be something that helps with the organ grinder. Where do we put the grandmother confirmation here? What's a role here that we think is useful to grandmother confirm? The soldier probably needs to be framed at some point by the evil team to get rid of them, so we probably aren't going to confirm the soldier.
I think the zealot is a really good role to confirm on the script when the organ grinder's in play. Because the zealot can be really devastating with an organ grinder, because they're effectively an extra evil vote on nation's evil wants.
Yeah, so grandmother confirming the zealot definitely helps the good team know that, like, they really have to work on good team coordination, like, extra. I think there are other roles that are, like, worth considering grandmother confirming here, of course. I think it's useful to know that it's a pacifist who might cause execution survival and not necessarily, a DA or a leech. Gambler is always useful because it can help you determine whether the gambler died to their own ability or not. And this is a script that has multi kills on it. But in terms of, like, fighting the organ grinder specifically, zealot is probably the best choice.
Yeah, and at the same time, town isn't necessarily going to want to kill off that zealot, because there is a danger of Godfather getting an extra kill. So there's a risk involved with killing off the zealot. This kind of keeps them engaged in play. What do you think we puzzle drunk here as a storyteller?
I think gambler is what I would puzzle drunk here generally.
That's what I was thinking too.
Like, the other roles, I think, are doing a lot more. And yeah. I think you want the gambler to be frameable as a leech host.
Yeah, I think that makes a lot of sense. I think that works. It would worry me if it weren't a leech game that the puzzle master might guess the gambler who hasn't died after making several guesses, and the gambler can self-confirm that they're drunk. Simultaneously, they're just going to learn a leech, and that's fine. Yeah, this looks like a pretty good bag. And then we'll have some sort of amniability that helps the organ grinder.
Yeah. So, I think you sort of have to pay attention to, well, storytelling in a setup like this with the organ grinder in play.
We're gonna want to watch really carefully, because we do want to make sure we try to get that pacifist save it in fairly early, and we could end up in a situation where there's a lot of tied votes over a couple of days, and the pacifist isn't necessarily going to have an opportunity to go off. An evil player might get executed, and the pacifist might not have a chance to go off. Sometimes pacifists just don't activate, and that's fine. But we want to try to get the pacifist. We want to try to get the pacifist ability to go off fairly early. Nadine, you got anything from this one?
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. There's a lot of, you know, vote ties or doesn't get enough votes that happen that a pacifist can already struggle even in a regular game. So probably use your pacifist pretty early or you might not get to it all.
I think I had a thought is I'd be more willing to use the pacifist multiple times than I normally would.
Yeah. If evil gets out of control, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Zealot's going to make it easy for the evil team to get people on the block. Pacifist should be protecting and, you know, preventing that death. It's going to look like a DA, so it's fine. What do you think you give with the Plague Doctor ability here? Is that pretty situational, but you can kind of give anything.
Yeah. If the Organ Grinder dies early and is the type of player who's just not going to have a great time being out of evil, or if you think it's important for the game balance, you can give yourself a second Organ Grinder ability just to cover for the first one's death.
Uh-huh.
I would avoid DA, because you're sort of king-making as DA on this setup.
Yeah, DA would be very strong here. Poisoner doesn't have that much to do here either.
Avian?
Yeah, a Poisoner is useful if, for example, you think that evil is going to be trying to kill a soldier in the night because they've managed to get trusted, but they don't know that that's the soldier. It might be useful if the Slayer hasn't shot yet. Depending on exactly what Amni ability you gave, it might also be useful to interrupt some potential Amni information. So I might do it on that front. But yeah, it's very situational. Wizard is, of course, just always a fun one where you can just get up to some bullshit.
Yeah, and if evil's behind, you know, it's good to have that adaptable tool for them as well. Wizard can let them do something.
Right.
It's a nice back pocket. Yeah, I mean, this is a hard grim. Like, this is not going to be an easy grim for the good team to win, but it's not going to be an easy grim for the evil team to win either.
No, the evil team has to keep one of these good players alive.
Yeah.
Which means it's more likely they're going to want to kill their Organ Grinder at some point. Because if the Leech Host is alive, but the Leech and Organ Grinder effect, they're going to be pretty reasonably suspicious they're a Leech Host.
Yeah. This is a place where the Organ Grinder may have to drunk themselves to look like a host, or to look like a good player, to look like a Leech Host if the Leech gets outed.
All right, do we have sort of any sort of final wrap-up thoughts on Organ Grinder?
It's a really powerful character. And maybe one thing that I would say is if you're an ST or you're running a group or you're running a community and you're trying to get Organ Grinder play or you see people trying to get Organ Grinder gains in, remind people, you know, and remember for yourself, most folks don't have a ton of experience playing with Organ Grinder because it doesn't pop up that often. It's kind of sometimes food. Some folks really dislike it. Some folks really like it. But regardless, most people aren't going to have a ton of experience with it. So, you know, kind of keep that in mind that it may take folks time to figure out the approach. Hopefully they've listened to this podcast or you've listened to this podcast and you can give them some pointers and say, hey, here's some general strategy advice about how you might be able to deal with the Organ Grinder because you seem to be struggling to deal with it or to play as it if you're an evil player.
And as a good player, you can be the person who sort of leads the organization charge, right? You don't have to wait for somebody else to do it. If you see that town is struggling, then be the person who, you know, says, hey, we need to be sharing some information in case it's an Organ Grinder game so that we can coordinate our nominations and make sure we're limiting them.
And if you're an evil player, you can be that person and then share some fake information.
So true.
Or if you're the zealot here and you have no information, right? Maybe encourage people because you're the zealot to really try to coordinate their votes. Yeah, I think that's us pretty much done with the Organ Grinder. Navian, where can folks find you? What do you have going on?
You can find me over at CTBOTC. That is our name on Discord, and it is also the name of the Twitch channel, which we stream on every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern.
Love me some CT.
One of my favorite streams.
All right, everybody. Thanks for hanging out with us. Thanks for watching. Thank you, Navian. And until next time, mail your scenarios. Stay grim.
Goodbye.
Bye.